Hello and welcome to this edition of the Masaba Chronicle podcast. Richard Wittaya holding it down here. And so that red letter day the world has been looking forward to has finally dawned. It's here, November 3rd, the most important day in American electoral politics. And before I forget, it has coincided with our Bobi Wine's nomination as a Ugandan presidential candidate. More drama for us in Uganda, if you ask me, with our what's going on the streets now.
They are firing tear gas. People are waiting everywhere on the roads as we pass.
Yes, the firebrand Ugandan politician slash musician has thrown his hat in the ring for the often one-sided Ugandan presidential elections. I hope the election will be free and fair next year. And as a foreshadow of what's likely to come, Bobi Wine was arrested shortly after his nomination. Not surprising at all if you ask me, it happens a lot in Africa. The Ugandan election is next year, so let's keep that on the back burner for now. Though, I will likely do a podcast examining or putting my own spin on how I felt the nominations went and how credible the different candidates are. For now though, what's on the front burner across the globe is the American election. As the day progresses, many global citizens, myself included, will be watching keenly as one of the most extraordinary, anticipated, and momentous presidential elections in American history reaches a climax.
We want the same result as we had 4 years ago.
Folks, Ohio, one more day! One more day! Tomorrow we have an opportunity to put an end to a presidency that's divided this nation. Tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation. And tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has fanned the flames of hate all across this country.
I know folks like John Nagenda, one of my favorite Ugandan newspaper writers, are waiting with bated breath for the final results. John Nagenda thinks Trump has no spark of decency and will lose the election. In recent weeks, I have agreed to disagree with some of my friends who regard Trump highly, just like some African evangelicals who contend that Trump is God sent and will win the election. The irony with that is the evangelicals have not spoken out often enough on the ills of African societies, and that's just pathetic and sad, with different American media platforms pulling out all the stops to shape public perceptions of both candidates and with a reported renewed interest in the American electoral process by voters, the world is waiting to see how the scales will tip. By all accounts, the election has occasioned a revival of interest on the part of voters, resulting in averages up around 65%. Has Trump put himself in a place of vantage by playing his usual political Trump cards, you know, the Biden smearing? And will the Republican-inclined American voters vote him back into office, or will Democrat-inclined American voters make common cause with Biden and vote him in, and in so doing, ring down the curtains on Mr. Trump's hopes for a second term in the Oval Office? So often Trump flips the script and plays to the gallery, but he still vehemently strikes a chord with his support base. There is a lot of irony with that, but his support base stays unwavering. Slurs have been cast at Joe Biden too, but for the most part, his support base also hasn't wavered. And I don't think they will now. Not at this time. This is crunch time. At some point, I felt after reading many American media reports that the Trump administration was standing in its own light with the shambolic way it handled the COVID fight. But perhaps voters will give him a benefit of doubt. Who knows? It could go down to the wire. It could be a landslide victory for either of the two candidates. May the best candidate win. For the African evangelicals, predict predicting a Trump win, your bluff will be called if he does not win the election, and that will be a stain on your reputation. The reputation and credibility of American political historian Alan Lichtman, who has rightly predicted many elections in the past, is also on the line if his prediction of a Biden win does not come to pass. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Stay locked in on this blog for more podcasts, or you can check out our YouTube channel for videocasts.